friends this year should be a special schus for Rabbi Mordechai Merazi Sheyichyu, the schus did Navshi Rabbi Chaim Shrek v'chol b'nei beso, schus did Navshi Rabbi Baron Feit v'chol b'nei beso, schus did Navshi Rabbi Shishli Tzagar v'chol b'nei beso, the schus did Navshi Rabbi Shmuel Binyamin Stein v'chol b'nei beso, pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha, they should all have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yedeim. The pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha says v'hemin b'Hashem v'achshveh lot stak, that Avram's emuna was considered staka, Rashi explains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chashav lot staka was justice, it was righteous, that Avram believed in God. The Ramban says, what's the big deal? Why shouldn't one believe in God? What's the big schus? Avram believed in Hashem. Of course he believed in Hashem. Why wouldn't one believe in Hashem? So the Maral says, no. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't believe. Yan lo hemantim bi. He got it for not believing. So it makes sense that Avram Avinu should be rewarded for believing, since Moshe Rabbeinu got it so severely for not believing. So we'd like to explain Shitas HaRamban, why the Ramban thinks that Avram's Emunah wasn't such a big deal. And of course you're supposed to believe. So first we have to talk about Emes. Emes, as we discussed in a previous shiur, and this is all based on the Torah of Man Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Fudner Zatzal, Emes has three letters, Aleph, Mem, Tav. And Emes appears in our world, and it appears as the signatory. It's the signet ring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's his chosam. And in our world, Emes appears, Aleph Mem Tav, the first letter of the alphabet, the middle letter of the alphabet, the last letter of the alphabet. So that means that there's a kesher between present and the past and the future. The present connects the past and the future. Your mind perceives what was. And then, as Paul on the Metzius activates the reality for the future. And that's Emes, connecting past and future, as we discussed in that shir. And Midas Emes, B'tarasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chosam shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that the past and future have the same clarity as the present. Like you know the present is true, so too you know the past and future are true. The musig of emuna is the koach in a person's soul to accept a certain opinion as emes, and thereby rely on it. If you accept something as emes and rely on it, that's emuna. So just like we have emes in our world and in the world of Hashem as Hashem's chosam, so too emuna, which parallels emes, because emuna is accepting something as emes and then trusting it, is also going to have an expression in our world and in the world of Hashem, and Hashem's as Hashem's signature, so to speak. So let's begin with Emunah in our world. Emunah has the same first two letters as Emes, Aleph, Mem, and then it switches in the third letter. What does this mean? What's the meaning of this? So let's say you have an A that testifies that Reuven lend Shimon $100. His edus is accepted, and then there's a psak din in the beis din that Shimon owes Reuven $100. So emes, according to the mahalach of the word emes, this kabbalah's edus is recognizing the edus as a mem. Just like mem in the word emes connects the aleph and the tav, the beginning and the end, because it's the middle, the now, connects past and future. That's emes in man's mind, that I look at the past, and if I have the correct perspective on the past, then I also impact the future. That's emes, all based on person's correct perception of reality. So too this edus connects the past, the halva, so the edus of now, the mem, connects, mem is what's happening now, the clarity of now. What's happening now connects the past, the loan, with the future, with the psak din of the beis din, that Shimon owes Reuven $100. So the mem, the now, connects the aleph and the tav. So when you rely on something, you're really relying on the mem, because the mem is the present, the mem is what's clear. That's the edus in our example, that Reuven lends Shimon $100, and that's clear to us that there's such edus. So the mem is the letter of what you're relying to of the now, to connect past and future. So that's the mem of emes, and that's also going to be the mem of emunah. Let's take, for example, the word aim. What's aim? Aim is a mother. The mem of aim is that you rely on her, you trust your mother. Every baby has implicit trust in the mother. The aleph of aim shows that she is the first person you trust. That's the aleph mem. It's interesting, in most languages, mother has a mem. Mother, mommy, mama, ima. It's a mem because mem is the letter of trust. A cow, say the Mekubalim, says mu because a cow doesn't have the inyan of refusal. The cow just follows its leader. In Avodas Hashem, when you're mevatel das, says in the Torah about Moshe and Aaron, v'nachnu ma, what are we? We're mevatel our das, we completely trust in Hashem. In Psachim Kuf Yud Ches, it says that itzavon is more tsar than eitzev. The nun makes it bigger. In modern Hebrew, the nun makes it smaller. Sefer Sifron, Sifron is a small book. Yelad Yaldon, Yaldon is a little kid. So according to the Talmud, though, according to Psachim, a nun is supposed to make something bigger, not smaller. So modern Hebrew doesn't have it right. So that's the Amuna, Aleph Mem Nun. There's the Aleph, which is the Aleph Mem is the aim, the mother. The Mem is the clarity of now, the trust. The Aleph is what is in the word aim, what the mother. And then the Nun is an expansion. It's making it bigger. Not only do I trust my mother, I have emunah in something much bigger than my mother. So that's the Aleph Mem Nun. That's the emunah. That's what the Amen. And you see this beautifully in the Pasuk. The Jewish people saw the man, and they said, "V'reyom Rishalachiv manhu ki lo yada mahu." They called it man because they didn't know what it was. Why would you call it man? It's called ma. The answer is, first they had ma, they didn't know what it was. So they had to just trust it, ma. Ma is the letter of trust. They had to be makabla de koach emunah. They don't know what's giving, where there's nutrition in this food. And therefore they called it man, because they believed in it, because they trusted in it. First it was ma, like, well, what is this? What is this? But they have to trust it, right? Like nachnu ma, that's bitul hadas. We don't know what it is. The ma is, well, what is it? Bitul hadas. So therefore, from that you come to emunah. So therefore they called it man. Man is miloshen emunah. You say parshas haman every day, I hope. The munah. So they called it man. In other words, they expanded the mem. The ma, mem is this bitul hadas, and they made it very big. It turned into emunah. That they trusted it's from Hashem, and that it's gonna sustain them. So that's emunah as it appears in our world. That our present, what we see now, the mem, connects to the aleph, to the one we trust, and the nun, this is expanded, it's made much bigger, not only the one we trust, the mother, but the master of the universe. That's the emunah as it appears in our world. And now we're going to go to emunah as it appears as the chosam, as the signature, as it were. Again, this is Gemara in Shabbos. Shabbos, I think, Nunah. The signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does emes mean? Emes means, Chazal tell us, Rashi, Parsha Ve'era, Ani Rishon V'ani Acharon V'ani Hu. I'm first, I'm last, I am him. Hoya Hovev Yiyah. That's Shem Havaya. So connecting past and future to the present. In other words, when in the present you see the past and the future as if it's present, so that gives it a clarity. That gives the past and the future the clarity of the present, because you're encompassing all the times as one. That's emes in the world of Hashem. Ani Rishon V'ani Acharon V'ani Hu. That the present of now gives you the same clarity that God always was. He was the first, and God always will be. V'ani Acharon. So that's in the world of Emes. And now what's going to be the parallel in the world of Emuna? Same idea. That there's a clarity about the past and future as much as there is about the present. And therefore I can trust it, I can rely on it. So Emuna, the Kedusha, is relying on something of the past and the future with the same clarity as if it was in the present. Aleph is Ani Rishon, before man was created. Tuf, Ani Achor, when there's going to be no more Bechir, everybody's going to know God. And Mem is Ani Hu, Tkufat Shilton HaBchira VaAvodah. That's Kufa of now, where we have free choice. So B'tkufas Bereishis Shel Ani Rishon, there's no room for Amuna, because there's nobody to believe. In Tkufas Achris Hayamim, there's no need to believe, because we're going to know. It's only now, in the Tkuf of Avoda, that we have to believe. So, Emes, as it is in the world of Hashem, Ani Rishon V'Ani Achor V'Ani Hu, parallels Emuna, our Emuna in Hashem, that the Mem of Emes is Ani Hu, I am now, and the Mem of Emuna is that this is the time that we're believing in Hashem, because in the world of Ani Rishon we don't have to believe in Hashem because we're not around. In the world of Ani Acharon, that God is last, we don't have to believe in Hashem because we know that there's a God and we know that He's running the show. So that's the Ani Acharon. So in the word Emuna, what letter is the letter of Emuna? The Mem. The Mem is Miyuchad for Emuna. Just like we saw in the word Emes, that there's the same clarity about the past and the future as there is in the present. The Mem is the clarity of the present. The Mem of Emuna is the clarity that we have now, that Hashem is Rishon and Achron, but this is where we're having Emuna, only in the present. Because past, we don't need it, because we weren't around in the world of any Rishon and any Acharon. We're not going to need it, because the world's going to be filled with Das Hashem. So that the Mem is the trust. Mem is the letter of trust. Mem is the letter of clarity. Mem is the now. So in the world of Chol, we start off with our aim. We connect the Aleph to the Mem. We trust our mother. Our mother's the first person we trust. And we have Mem, we have Emuna, the moo of the cow. The trust, the Bittul Hadas, the Nachnu Ma, they call it Man. So that's the... In the world of Chol, we connect the Aleph and the Mem. And that's where the Emuna begins. In the world of Kodesh, the Mem is about Emuna, the Tkufa Vanihu. The Mem is about Emuna in Hashem, not in your mother. And the connection of Aleph to Mem in Emuna shows that this Emuna goes to the source of all sources, not to your mother, but to God. That's the Mem, that's the Aleph of Emuna, of Ani Rishon. And the Nun makes it bigger. It expands your trust in Hashem now, and that Hashem is Rishon, to all times. And the Mem parallels the Hove. Havayas Hove, Ohaya Hove V'yeh, was it and will be. The Mem is the is. The Aleph is the was, and the Nun is always, all times. In the world of Chol, what's Sheker? What doesn't fit with reality? In the world of Kodesh, what's a lack of Emes? That the past and the future don't have the same clarity as the present. And Emunah also. If you don't have the same trust in the past and the future as one does in the present, then that's a lack of Emunah. So we think a suffix in Emunah means, is it true or is it not true? That's a much lower level. That's in the world of Chol. That's not Shaykh to Gedolei Olam. The a lack of amuna for gedolei olam, like Noach, mikatnei amuna amana hay, the Rashi says. Right? He didn't know if the Malbo was coming, not coming. That means that the future doesn't have the same clarity as the present. And that's a lack of amuna. Not that you don't believe it, but it doesn't have the same clarity. I don't know if it's mutter to say such a perish, but it's just that Hashem already told Moshe, Moshe already knew about the eagle before he came down. And yet it says he saw it, he got angry, and he threw down the luchos. So it could be, maybe it's usher to say, I don't know. If it's usher to say, then I'm a vato. But it says about Moshe, Yan lo hamanta bila hakdisheni. On the other hand, there's no taina against him. But in other words, the question is, I'll put it as a question. Did Moshe Rabbeinu have this? Of course Moshe Rabbeinu believed it. There's no question that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't doubt God for a second. But did it have the same clarity when he was told about it that it did when he actually saw it? Or was there a little tiny difference? When he saw it, it had more clarity than just being told about it. Maybe not. So I really don't know. I don't want to attribute to Moshe Rabbeinu any more chataim than the Torah already attributes to him. But or any pagamim chas v'shalom. But that's the question by Gedolei Olam. And Gedolei Olam lack amuna, it means that they don't just have this. Not that they don't believe, they're doubtful. Is it true? Is it not true? Was there Har Sinai? Wasn't there Har Sinai? Did God create the world? Of course God created the world. It's not a shaila. The shaila is, does it have the same clarity to you that God created the world and God took us out of Mitzrayim as it does that that you're here right now, that the sun is shining, that you're listening to my voice? So that's what Amune is in the world of Kodesh. So now we get back to the Kasha of the Ramban. The Maral asks in the Ramban, what's your problem? That Amun is a big deal by Avraham Avinu. Amun was a big deal by Moshe when he didn't believe by the Meimariba. Lo emantim bi. So Amun is a big deal by Avraham Avinu. So the teretz is that when it says Avraham Avinu believed, Rashi says that he didn't ask for a sign that he's going to get Zerah. For the Avtacha of Eretz Yisrael, he asked for a sign. For Avtacha of seed, he didn't ask for a sign. That was the Amunah. So in other words, this not asking for a sign, that's Amunah on the world of Chol. It could be. He just didn't have a doubt that... he didn't doubt it. He believed in it. So what's the big deal? That you shouldn't believe that God tells you something, you're not going to believe him. Of course you're going to believe in it. So for the Ramban, it's Tameah. What's the big deal here? It doesn't connect to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu lacked Amunah yam lo hamantim bi. That's b'mishkal HaKodesh, because there are many, many levels of Amunah. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu believed in Hashem, but there was something missing there, something lacking on Moshe Rabbeinu's level. That was b'mishkal HaKodesh. Those are the higher levels of Amunah. Not doubting or not doubting. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't doubt, but it didn't have the same clarity. A faith. But when it comes to Avraham Avinu, just not asking for a sign, that doesn't... That's a moon in the world of Chol. He just believed in it. Of course he believed in it, Hashem said. So therefore, the Ramban isn't impressed by this Amunah. What's the big deal? Why should you get such a great reward for having a moon of it? You don't doubt what God tells you. But the Maral understands it's a huge deal. Because this Amunah is not only a moon of in the world of Chol, of not asking for a sign, but it's also that, but it's just much bigger. And for such an Amunah, for an Amunah in the larger sense, Amunah b'mishkal HaKodesh, that it has clarity to you as if it's happening now, that's what Avraham Avinu was zocha to. So Meili asked in the Ramban, that's a huge deal, of course you should get rewarded. So Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to understand Emes, Amuna, Ima, Aim, Mami, and we should be zocha to have that clarity. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweet.